This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I am very, very honored that you all thought President Trump should nominate me for the Supreme Court, but I was not nominated. It's okay. I am not on the short list. It's all right. You know, it's okay. You know why I think I'm not on the short list? I think it's because I am just too sexy. Supreme Court justices are not sexy. Not a bad thing. But my guess is President Trump is like, you know what? She may be smart, but nobody's going to see that because she is just too damn hot. And they're like, yeah, you know, Dr. Dahlia's hot. That's fine. Now, I think you have to be a lawyer. So here is the short list of Supreme Court contenders. This is according to the Chicago Tribune. First is Amy Coney Barrett. She's 46 years old. And remember, we do want them young, so there's some longevity. She's a former law clerk to Justice Antonin Scalia and longtime Notre Dame Law School professor. Yeah, see, you gotta go to law school. They really don't want medical people. I think we do need a doc down the Supreme Court. This way I can make sure that the conservative judges are still healthy. Okay, I will go there. So anyway, at her confirmation hearing last fall, Democrats, I guess, according to Chicago Tribune, peppered her on whether her Roman Catholic faith would interfere with her ability to become an appellate court judge. Democrats cited a 1998 paper which he argued that Catholic judges might need to rescue themselves or recuse themselves in death penalty cases. Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein of California told Barrett that dogma and law are two different things, and she was concerned that the dogma lives loudly within you. Barrett was eventually confirmed to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit in Chicago after telling senators that her views had since broadened. She said it was never permissible for a judge to follow their personal convictions in the decision of a case rather than what the law requires. So that's her. Okay? So she said what needed to be said. She got in, and we'll see. And I understand this is going to be a very crucial pick for President Trump and for the country. You have a lot of people concerned that Roe v. Wade is going to be overturned. And I have something to say on that as well. But let's look at the rest of the short list. We have Brett Kavanaugh. Brett Kavanaugh is 53 years old. He is a Yale-educated appellate court judge. Ooh, Yale. Man, where did she go to law school? Notre Dame. These are some good schools. He is a Yale-educated appellate court judge for the District of Columbia. He recently wrote a dissent when his colleagues allowed an immigrant teen in U.S. custody to have an abortion. They say he is best known for helping independent counsel Kenneth Starr during the impeachment probe of President Bill Clinton. And he is, and they say he's known for his ties to George W. Bush. He was a former clerk to Justice Anthony Kennedy. And he worked on behalf of the Bush campaign during the 2000 election. He was confirmed to the Federal Appeals Court in 2006. And, all right, well, next one. Raymond Kevledge. He is 51 years old, a former Kennedy law clerk as well, an appeals court judge. He graduated from the University of Michigan and its law school, serves as a judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals. I am not an idiot. See, here's the thing. Why can't doctors be judges? I'm really ticked off about this whole thing that you need to be a law professor or a law graduate. We doctors make judgment calls every second of the day. Why can't a doctor be a judge? I really have a problem with that. No, I don't feel discriminated against. It's just, I mean, I get how you need to learn the previous laws. How can you rule on Roe v. Wade if you don't read up on Roe v. Wade? But let me tell you something. These judges reread the law. That's what lawyers do. Lawyers read. They read. And they actually like it. That's why I didn't go into law. I don't like to read. But lawyers like to read. So even if they studied something in law school, they have to go back. But we doctors do the same. If I have a patient with acute intermittent porphyria, right, or Dracula syndrome, I'm going to reread up on the latest. So I know you don't want a judge taking care of a patient, and you don't want a doctor taking care of a law. I don't understand that. I really think we need more doctors in law, but just don't make us go to law school. So anyway, he co-authored a book with Army veteran Michael Irwin on the Positivity Project, published last year, Lead Yourself First, Inspiring Leadership Through Solitude. I really need to get my book published. I can't talk about it on air because the title isn't as, it doesn't have, censor the, you know, cuss words out of the, but don't worry, I will. I'm working on the book. And I guess Kent Lynch was counsel to Republican Senator Spencer Abraham of Michigan, and then who became Bush's energy secretary. He actually also founded a boutique litigation firm by two partners in Troy, Michigan, was nominated to the Sixth Circuit of Report. Then we have Amul Thapar. Amul Thapar is 49 years old, is a federal appeals court judge from Kentucky, and is close to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. He was Trump's first judicial nomination to a District of Appeals court and on Trump's shortlist to replace Scalia. So, he was a district court judge in Kentucky, sentencing, quote, an elderly nun to almost 3 years in prison for breaking into a U.S. storehouse for bomb-grade uranium and splashing blood on the walls of the bunker. So, I'm looking at these four, and they seem really nice. I mean, they seem really qualified. They seem young, right? The oldest one being considered is 53. That's young. I'm wondering if Trump is going to go for the female. It's very, very, it's going to be a very, very contentious midterms. And the news outlets are saying, him choosing to, pick a Supreme Court justice now will kill Republicans in the midterm. No, he's still, not even deep into his presidency. So he's got to come up with somebody, and we got a lot of issues that we need. But I think, and we've talked about this before, I'm not excited about people choosing, somebody based on race, ethnicity, so that they get, votes and extra points. But I wouldn't be surprised if he does pick the female, because, again, he's, under so much criticism for everything else. But they all look qualified to me. 1-877, Dr. Daly. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So one question I get asked every couple of years is, do you have to wait 30 minutes after eating to swim? And the answer I keep telling you is no, but parents tell their kids that because they want them to digest the food. There's a lot of, you know, I guess, old wives' tales that still persist in today's modern, you know, homemade remedies that, you know, in people's households. But swimmers do not have to wait a half an hour after eating to hit the water. There's really no evidence. However, I will tell you what I think. But let's at least talk about the science behind it, and then I'll tell you what I believe. Right? Because I always have provide commentary, because I always have an opinion. So according to Dr. Michael Boniface from the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota, there is no evidence that if you allow 30 to 60 minutes to digest food, it reduces people's risk of drowning. Now, I never thought that's why we were told to not swim after we eat. I thought it was because of throw up, which is why I have an issue with this. But they're saying drowning. That was an old wives' tale. Is that what you guys heard? I always heard it was because you aren't supposed to throw up in the water. Speaking at the Mayo Clinic podcast, he said the old feeling was, after you eat, some of the blood may be diverted to your gut so that you could digest, diverting the bloodstream away from your arms and legs, and you may get tired or fatigued and be more likely to drown. We now know that there's no scientific basis for that recommendation. You may end up with some stomach cramping or a muscle cramp, but this is not a dangerous activity to routinely enjoy. No evidence to suggest even that there is a cramp either. But it may make you feel nauseous. Now, you get a cramp sometimes from overexertion rather than food-related. You know, sometimes maybe you're not stretching well enough. You know, maybe your body is trying to slow you down so you don't exercise, so you digest a little bit more. But I guess a lot of professional athletes have said they even eat while they swim long distances. They stop, they eat, and they keep going. Previous studies have indicated a link between cramp and indigestion during swimming. But kids splashing around in a pool, no. Now, they could be at risk if they're in deep water and unable to stand, but that doesn't have anything to do with them eating. So I guess there was a study that came out of Europe where they said swimming in the sea raises people's risk of illness by more than 70%. Remember we talked about earaches or certain sort of infections, gastrointestinal issues, E. coli, but in terms of eating before you jump in the pool, no. Now, can swimming cause you to throw up? Oh, absolutely. If you have food in your stomach and then you swallow water and your body does not like the pool water and you still have food in your stomach, you may be more likely to gag and throw up. So I'm telling you as a doctor, and I know a lot of other medical providers may disagree with me. I personally recommend to my kids to try to let the food partially digest a little bit rather than having a big piece of hot dog in your stomach and then you jump it around. All right? Eat, relax, and I think we all need to eat slower. Whether you're jumping in a pool, whether you're jumping on a treadmill, jumping on a trampoline, which is why whenever we do birthday parties with bouncy houses, etc., we recommend to everybody to, you know, do your playtime, and then we stop, and then we tell you guys to eat. Now, speaking of bounce houses, I need to warn you guys about this. I heard about this. Hold on. There was, I believe, a child that died in a bounce house. We need to talk about this. Oh, boy, you guys have to hear about this. You got to be careful with these things. There was a girl who was killed after she was thrown from an exploding bouncy castle. We've seen these bouncy castles. And this happened in England as well, being reported by Inside Edition. She was 3 years old. She was playing in the inflatable bounce house on Sunday when the structure suddenly burst. It projectiled her into the air at a beach in Gorleston-on-the-Sea in Norfolk, England. More than a dozen calls were made, obviously, to the ambulance service. They responded up to the scene within 4 minutes. She then had gone into cardiac arrest, was rushed to the hospital, unfortunately could not be saved. That is heartbreaking. All she did was jump on a bouncy castle. They say she was thrown about 20 feet in the air. And, you know, these bouncy castle injuries don't get reported a lot. And it's because people think that they're safer than what other kids were doing at parties. I mean, what did we used to do at parties? We used to run around the pool, if we had a pool. We would do slip and slide, and slip and slides are pretty dangerous. I'm telling you that right now. We would do pin the tail on the donkey with, you know, pins that were very, very sharp. I always bled. You know, I would look at the pin the tail on the donkey, and there'd be all these blood streaks all over it, and I'm like, what are we doing here? Bobbing for apples? That was ridiculous. I did not want to put my mouth on somebody else's apple that they slobbered all over. And some of these kids that were playing Bobby for apples, I mean, they were acting like their life depended on it. Trying to consume and bite and grab. I was like, what are you guys doing? It's a stupid game. We used to also play Red Rover. Did you guys play Red Rover? Red Rover, Red Rover, send Dolly right over. And I'm like, ah, here I come. And Red Rover is where you had two lines of kids, you know, maybe, I don't know, 50 feet apart from each other. And you had to send somebody to run to the other side. And they had to try and break through the arms. So you would purposely pick, you know, the two kids where one was like a three-year-old. Because they could never hold you if you were 14, right? And so you would plow. Yeah, I played Red Rover when I was nine. I was probably like, you know, six. So you would plow through the arms, causing hyperextension injuries to elbows and wrists and fingers, trying to get through. And then if you broke through, you would win, I guess. If you got caught, then you had to be on that line. And so I guess that's who the winner was, the person with the shortest line. So Red Rover. Another game I remember playing at parties or in school on the playground was Red Light, Green Light. Red Light, Green Light, I thought that was funny because my father, being Israeli, he didn't really follow the traffic laws, you know, blaming it on you know, English being a second language. And I'm like, really, Dad? You know, there's traffic lights everywhere. But he didn't own a car in Israel, so the first time he owned a car was in America. And so if there was a yellow light, he didn't stop. You know, red light, it's no other cars, he'll still drive. So as a kid, I really didn't get, really, I have to stop? And so that's how I learned that red would mean stop, was because of red light, green light. So you start running, and somebody goes, green light. Okay, then you start running, they go, red light, and then you have to stop. And when you stop, all of a sudden, after being in full gallop, you get, again, hyperextension injuries, you get ligament injuries to your knees, you have, I mean, I think I have tarsal tunnel syndrome because of my ankle needing to jam, you know, at a moment's notice, right, in place because it was red light. Because if you moved past red light, you got in trouble. And there's always a little bit of movement because, remember, I was 6 years old. I was already a B cup. I mean, you know, things were jiggling like they wouldn't. Butts Up we used to play. I forget why you had to go up to the wall and have the ball thrown at your butt, but we played this game called Butts Up, and it was another game. That's not very safe. You would have all sorts of stuff thrown at your head and your eyes and your tug of war. When I was in school, was very dangerous. Because there was a school where a bunch of kids lost their fingers on the rope. And so the other team pulled so hard, and these kids were trying to hold it, that they lost multiple fingers. And so we learned in the late 70s that tug of war was not a good game. And so now I just let it go. I'm not going to lose my finger for tug of war. And then unfortunately, though, with that, the other people fall, and then they get hip injuries, back injuries, seesawing. Seesawing was cruel. I would be on the playground. It would be some metallic seesaw with some rock on the bottom of it. And I would be high up in the air. The bell would ring or the whistle would ring. And the teacher would be like, time to come in, kids. And the kid I was playing with would get off. And I would clunk down. And no wonder my hips are out of whack and my butt looks the way it is. I mean, you know, falling off the seesaw. So anyway, it's no wonder that we, you know, gravitate towards these, you know, plastic, air-filled, castle-looking things to jump around in because we think our kids are going to be safer. Unfortunately, they're dangerous. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump has been busy on Twitter. He sent out a tweet earlier today saying he interviewed four very impressive people regarding his nominee for the Supreme Court of the United States. Former Godfather's Pizza CEO Herman Cain said there's one thing in common of everyone that President Trump interviewed.
They are constitutionalists. The Democrats are trying to shift the subject and talk about specific cases from the past. The president has stated he's not interested in trying to put someone on that's going to revisit a case from the past. And here's something that the Democrats seem to forget about. You don't revisit a case from the past unless somebody sues from the present.
Heavy rains forecast for northern Thailand could worsen flooding in a cave where 12 boys and their soccer coach are waiting to be rescued. The 13 people disappeared when flooding trapped them in a cave they were exploring after a soccer game. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendivite. Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is interesting. I love these articles that talk about what women want, right? And what, you know, really get our goat. And they're saying now that women are hardwired to find well-meaning sexist men more attractive because they think that we will be protected and provided for. So they're saying instinctively we want men to be sexist. All right, we got to talk about this honestly. Hey, I'm a woman. I have no problem, you know, telling you guys how we women think. I got to be very careful because I could lose my PMS privileges. But a lot of men listen to the show, and I'm going to tell you like it is. First, let's tell you what they say, and then I'll tell you how it really is. So according to Daily Mail, they say women are more attracted to men who are sexist because they think they're more willing to protect them, provide them, and commit to a relationship. men are considered to be sexist in a, who are considered to be sexist in a well-meaning way. For example, if they're chivalrous or they think women need a man to protect them, maybe more attractive. They say even though women find these men patronizing and can feel undermined by them, they're more likely to want to couple up with them than men who don't give them special treatment. Researchers say women may be hardwired to think that the benefits of being with a kind but sexist man outweighs the downside. Scientists maintain that despite romantic and flattering elements of the relationship, even well-meaning sexism reinforces the idea women are inferior. Let's finish this. They say even women who consider themselves strong feminists showed the same preferences in the study by British and U.S. researchers. Scientists from the University of Kent and Iowa State University carried out 5 tests to explore the theory that women are more attracted to what they call benevolent sexists. Benevolent means well-meaning or kind, and experts define the sexism as men who, for example, think women are more delicate and should be cherished or looked after by a man. I would love a man to think I'm delicate. I have never found a man who thought I had delicacy to me. I mean, I just don't seem delicate. I would love a guy to think I was petite and delicate. That would be cool. But they you know, if they have their full vision and hearing and senses and faculties, they won't. They say sexist attitudes. Now, of course, benevolent sexism is different from hostile sexism, in which women are degraded, such as a woman's place is in the kitchen. So you see, there's elements of sexism. Some sexism they're now saying is good. You see, we play it the way we want it, and that's a problem I have. They say sexist attitudes were the norm for decades, particularly after the Second World War, and saw men as breadwinners and women as homemakers. But it has shifted in recent years. See, I thought the Second World War changed that because a lot of women, you know, worked in the workforce. But the study suggests that heterosexual women's preferences for partners may not be moving on as quickly. The scientists Pellen Gould and Tom Kufer said women find benevolent sexism attractive not because they're ignorant of the harmful effects, but despite being aware of them. So we outweigh the risks and the benefits. There's a few things to this. Okay. For example, they say the study women's attraction to the willingness to invest is traced to a more basic hardwired survival instinct. Women will choose mates in order to improve their children's chance of survival. That's true. A male who is more likely to be protective or provide food for the family would improve the chance of offspring surviving. True again. This may in turn shape women's psychology to make them subconsciously prefer men who are a bit sexist. They say some traits that women are attracted to is popularity. If men appear attractive, if they're popular with the women, women may think they're good mates. Money. They say women are more likely to find men attractive if they have a quote-unquote bulging wallet, according to the study. Recent studies suggest that women are 4 times as sensitive to salary when considering a male partner. Muscles. When it comes to what women want, muscular, tall men still win, according to an Australian study. Apparently, scientists showed a group of 160 women photographs of shirtless, faceless men. I would have loved to be part of that study. Whew. And then the results show men who look strong with muscular arms and toned torsos did better. And then intelligence. Nearly 1 in 10 people find intelligence to be the most attractive feature. Okay, so let's break this down. What is going on here? Okay, well, if we go back to women's instinct, they're right. All right? If my husband didn't work, then he better be a good homemaker and take care of the kids. If I had been looking for a mate, because I want to make sure if I have to go out there and work, that the kids are taken care of. So being concerned that you have to leave the nest, instinctively, you're going to want to find somebody who won't force you to have to leave the nest if you don't want to. Now, what are women doing this day and age? Well, they're leaving the nest anyway to work. I flew the coop. As soon as I had my kids, I was back at work. First of all, I'm a workaholic. My kids are a pain in the butt. I could not be home with them watching Barney the whole time. I would have been driven crazy. You know, so I brought them to work with me. So that's one thing. Number two is the idea of the chivalrous man. We grew up with the whole princess idea. There's, by the way, there's a, when I was watching The Incredibles, there was a, preview of a movie coming up. I don't know what it's called. And I guess a little girl gets trapped with a whole bunch of Disney princesses. Oh, it's Wreck-It Ralph 2. And the princesses basically are trying to interview her to see if she was ever a princess. And she's like, no, you know, I never talk to birds. I never do this. So Snow White and Cinderella and everybody grills her. And finally, one of them goes, have you ever needed a handsome man to solve all your problems? She's like, well, yeah. She goes, and you're a princess. Now, that's what we grew up learning, that we are going to have a Prince Charming. And I wanted that. I didn't like my childhood. You know, we kind of had a rough childhood growing up. And so I always thought that whoever I would marry would be the guy that takes me away, you know, and takes me away to the castle. And, you know, but then I'm like, nah, I'm going to support myself. You know, I learned a lot, you know, and I, you know, the guy could leave. And my mom always told me, you know, that my, you know, it will happen. And luckily, Corey never left me. I don't know why he hasn't. He's had every reason. I'm really not, you know, you've seen me. But he loves me and he stays, which is awesome. And I'm grateful for that. But I learned very early on that, you know, it's not going to be like the fairy tale. So I'm going to have to work and I'm going to have to make sure I can support myself. But do I prefer to have a Prince Charming? Oh, absolutely. Do I like a door open for me? I don't need it. But when it does happen, yeah, it's kind of nice. Chair pulled out. And I told you guys, you know, am I doing wrong trying to teach my boys to be gentlemen? Being gentlemen is opening a door for a lady, pulling out a chair. Or will they be accused of sexism? Will they be accused of doing something improper in 5 to 10 years? Because, boy, things are changing. And so my boys, they, you know, when they're at a restaurant, they don't care where I sit. They don't help me unless I have to yell at them or threaten to, you know, not allow them to eat for them to help me. And then when they push themselves out from the table, they push themselves out, they leave the chair out there in the middle of the aisle, so the waitress trips over it. And I'm like, guys, you're being jerks. You need to learn how to be gentlemen. Well, maybe I'm doing them a disservice trying to teach them how to be a gentleman. You start treating a female different from a man, you could get in trouble these days. No. It's okay if you're nicer to a woman. You just can't be not nice to a woman. Well, you know, ladies, we got to call it. Either we want to be treated equally or we don't. If we want the, you know, breadwinner, you know, big muscles, I'll kill the spider for you. I mean, if my husband came home and said, no, you're killing the spiders today, I would be beside myself. I would lose my stool. I don't know what I would do. He's the man. Yeah, I played that card. Oh, but honey, you got all the, like, the muscles, and, you know, you're the man of the house, and you're so burly. I play it all the time. Well, then, I need to own that then. So, it's interesting. Interesting study. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
She's a lion. She's a lion. A lion.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. And for those of you who listen to the iHeartRadio podcast, they are up and current. Go to iHeartRadio.com, and you can listen to the podcast there as well as TalkStream Live, GCN Live. You can get our podcast anytime if you can't listen to our show live. So an artificial ovary could help young cancer patients preserve fertility as we are so close to making it. According to Danish researchers who have engineered a, quote, scaffold on which early-stage cells can develop into functional ovarian follicles. And ovarian follicles are the little small fluid-filled sacs that will contain a woman's eggs. See, when a woman lays an egg or shoots out an egg from her ovary, it can't be in a dry environment. So it has to be in a little fluid. There has to be fluid around it, otherwise it dries up. And so these little fluid-filled sacs are called follicles. And Dr. Suzanne Porz, co-author of the study, and postdoctoral fellow at the Laboratory of Reproductive Biology at University Hospital of Copenhagen, Rigshospitalet, will present the research in Europe, in Spain. Yeah, I tell you, when you live in Europe, you get to travel all over Europe. They say the artificial ovary will consist of... that's not the point. I just had to comment on that. The artificial ovary will consist of a scaffold originating from the woman's own tissue or from donated tissue, combined with her own follicles. It is newly constructed, but it's biological. So where do we use this? Well, let's say a woman has cancer. If a woman is diagnosed with cancer and she is about to lose her ovaries, she may want to consider the best way to preserve her fertility. Radiotherapy, radiation, chemo usually destroy the ovaries. So two methods are available. One option is to remove and freeze some of her eggs so that she can have the eggs. And then after her cancer is treated, she can attempt an in vitro fertilization. The second technique is known as ovarian tissue transfer, where it involves removing ovarian tissue before the treatment, freezing it, and then trying to reimplant it later after treatment. The thing is the second treatment is used less because it's a lot. You have to hope that what you removed didn't have cancer cells. And then you're putting it back in. You know, it's you could reintroduce the cancer into the body. So this is why there's this hope of having a lab where if you could just dissect out a follicle, which shouldn't have cancer, and be able to take tissue, bioengineer it, that doesn't have cancer, and then grow, you could possibly restore somebody's fertility. So what they did is they first experimented on human tissue donated by patients attempting fertility preservation. It was a 3-day chemical process. The researchers eliminated all the cells that could contain cancer from the tissue. And follicles don't contain cancer. Ovarian tissue cells can, but follicles won't. And the follicle is formed during fetal life. And it's surrounded by this basal membrane that really doesn't allow cancer cells to penetrate or transform it. So they have this chemical process where it decellularizes, so kills off the other cells. And then you have the scaffold made of protein and collagens. This is kind of what connects cells. So then the researchers seeded this little structural matrix, really, really cool, with little early stage follicles. And the material did allow communication between cells, allow them to develop, and this happened in vitro or outside the body. So you see what they did? They took some tissue, they killed out the cells, but still kept the scaffold, re-put follicles back, put follicles back on there, and then it started to grow again. Very, very cool. So then the researchers experimented with mice, transplanted a decellularized and seeded matrix again into the animals. This did support survival and growth of early stage follicles. So this could work. Obviously, we need more research, but, you know, people worry about the ethical concerns about us allowing, helping people have a baby that probably, quote unquote, is not survival of the fittest, right? You know, in looking at the Darwinian theory of things. But, you know, how I look at it is in the olden days, women had babies when they were 12, 13, 14, 15. We live in a society right now where we are putting off childhood. And so since we are already artificially putting off our fertility and our propagation of our race, I don't have a problem with if a woman is 29, gets diagnosed with cancer, didn't get a chance to, you know, possibly have a baby, us salvaging the ovary for her or salvaging the follicle for her. I think that's okay. I don't have an ethical issue with that. I do get concerned about designing babies. That makes me a little nervous when you start to tinker. Well, I want her blonde. I want her blue-eyed. I want her to be a doctor. I want her to be on the radio. That makes me nervous. I don't think I want another Dr. Dahlia running around the place, especially if she ends up being skinnier. So, you know. So, anyway, it's interesting. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Not interesting, as we're being told by the government that we don't wash our hands properly. A new study from the U.S. Department of Agriculture finds that people do not wash their hands well enough 97% of the time. We suck. I can't stand the government having to tell us how we suck at doing something. I think it's ridiculous. It was an observational study that asked almost 400 people to wash their hands in test kitchens and prepare food. The study found that only 3% of participants followed all the necessary steps to properly wash their hands, and nearly 50% of the time, the people spread germs. So in order to keep germs from spreading, you need to wash your hands with soap and water, lathering it up, getting under the nails, getting onto the back of the hands for at least 20 seconds. You could sing happy birthday to you twice or do the ABCs. I don't care, but 20 seconds. And the CDC estimates that 48 million Americans are sickened with foodborne illnesses each year, resulting in roughly 128,000 hospitalizations and 3,000 deaths, according to Brooklyn News 12. Yeah, I mean, yeah, look at what happened with the listeria and the romaine lettuce, E. coli, and salmonella, all these outbreaks. You know, we really have an issue with us doing things right. You know, and when it comes to foodborne illnesses, somebody being half-assed washing his hands, even though they think the romaine lettuce outbreak had to do with irrigation water, still. Speaking of hands, a woman tried to hand-feed a shark. And that's a bad idea. She was in Perth, Australia, was on a vacation yacht cruise in Dugong Bay in Australia's western coast, when four nurse sharks swam close to the back of the boat. So she decided to feed the fish. She dropped fish in the water near the sharks, one of which measured about 7 feet. But when she tried to feed the shark directly by hand, the shark snatched the food, and the jaws closed on her finger and yanked her into the water. Her friends did catch this on video. I haven't seen the video. And in the footage, you see her bending toward the water, food in hand. A nurse shark swims by, comes near, and she puts her hand down into the water next to the head, and then screams because the shark pulls her in. It happened so quickly. And she said the pain was so excruciating that she thought that her finger had been bitten off completely. She said, it felt like it was shredding off the bone. I couldn't even look at the finger because I thought it was gone. That is some scary stuff. And I'm told that this was even alligator-infested water. So, the shark did release her finger. She found it was still very much attached to her hand, very lacerated. But she was at a place so remote that she couldn't really seek treatment until 2 weeks later. Her finger was very infected. She had a torn ligament, bone fracture. And these nurse sharks, known as spitting sharks and sleepy sharks, are found in coastal waters, spawning from east to west along Australia's northern coast. And they have these stout, they're kind of stout with blunt snouts. They have a lot of sharp teeth. They can grow as long as 10 feet. And I think we are starting to become a little bit more numb to sharks. You know, Jaws scared the hell out of us in the 70s. And then everybody had to teach us, you know what, sharks don't really want to eat you. You're okay. No, you're not. It's a shark. Sharks have teeth, and they're bigger and faster than you and stronger. Don't feed a shark. Don't go near a shark. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M. Of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.